Dr. Habner indicating a clinic note on Scarlett Anderson. Scarlett, S-C-A-R-L-E-T-T, last name E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, birthday 10-5-59. Patient presented with a history of a internal throbbing headache, cough, sore throat, and congestion, and hoarseness the past several days, clearing of headaches, described shortness of breath with wheezing today, reported wheezing sensation today, previous sense of non-contributory, history of right rotator cuff problem, thyroid disease, anxiety disorder, degenerative disc disease, urinary nucleus propulsus, in the neck, the skeletal C neurosurgeon, to receive cortisone injection next week. Social history of this with her sister. Her appearance, no acute distress, head eyes, ears, nose, and throat, and normal limits, neck up without masses, lungs with bronchi present without rouse or wheezing, abdomen soft again, megalir tenderness, heart with irregular rhythm, with extra systoles frequent, and the tachycardia, skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits, because of a irregular heart rate, patient had EKG, with COVID flu strep testing, which was refused, COVID strep and flu testing because of chest discomfort and irregular heart rate, chest x-ray and EKG were ordered. EKG showed irregular ectopic atrial tachycardia with probable aberrant conducted supraventricular extrasystoles with ventricular couplets, extensive STT wave changes with abnormal changes possible due to myocardial ischemia. Red is abnormal EKG. Because of abnormality in EKG, patient was advised to go to the emergency room here or Kingwood if she wished as soon as possible. With final diagnosis, bronchitis, pharyngitis, influenza, morbid obesity with unstable atrial fibrillation with PVCs and ischemia. Patient was extensive discussion with patient, advisability to go to hospital, recommended to discuss with her sister. In spite of my efforts to persuade patients to go to the hospital, she refused because her refusal with an abnormal EKG and potentially life-threatening arrhythmia. Patient has to sign an AMA form, which she did, for unstable angina with risk of acute MI, congestive heart failure. again, encourage patients to talk with sister and to go to hospital, ask for injections, cortisone, and antibiotic and prescription. Told her that because of her refusal to go to the hospital, I couldn't prescribe them for her because of the seriousness of her arrhythmia, and any treatment other than going to the hospital could be potentially life-threatening. We'll follow up on patient's condition. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.